You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
12 minutes after 9 South African time. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful evening. It's a bit brr. It's a bit cold. Yes, I think winter maybe. I don't know. According to my beloved engineer, Haji Abu Yusuf, this morning, he says winter is only settling next week. Well, according to me, I think winter has settled in already. I don't know how's the weather there in Ladysmith. What our beloved, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem, Damat Barakatuhum. Yes, my beloved, wonderful listeners of the discussion. It's now time for our discussion between now to 10 o'clock. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Our topic this evening is that you know and I know, right? You know and I know. There's so much happening. There is so much happening, and sometimes we are afraid to speak it out. There is so much happening in our families, my beloved listeners of Marcus Sahaba. There is so much happening in our families. So our topic this evening is, what is a dysfunctional family? What is a dysfunctional family? You know, there is so much of problems. There's so much of fights. There's so much of arguing. There's so much of quarreling. There's so much of anger. There's so much of turmoil. There's so much of disrespect. You know, the question you must ask yourself, what are we supposed to be doing? What is the right way? Let's ask our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. What wrong are we doing, my beloved listeners of the discussion? Where are we going wrong? Why is this happening in our families? And you know exactly what I'm speaking about. There are many, many. I already received 3-4 messages just beginning of the program. And they already complaining about families, family problems. Ustad, it's a beautiful evening. It's a beautiful night. It's the night of Yomul Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah Mubarak to you and to Abba Fatima, Ustad. Welcome to the discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Mulana. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you and our esteemed listeners. Dosto, Azizo, Fakiro. Indeed, Mulana, the most beautiful dua and the best way to commence any program is first and foremost reciting the Quran. Secondly, offering durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salatu wassalam, and thereafter nasiha, advice given to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wassalam. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب وقال تعالى في مقام آخر رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وأصلح لي في ذريتي إني تبت إليك وإني من المسلمين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أدبوا أولادكم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, very important topic. Virtually every home is affected with some sort of problems and issues. And we are searching for sukoon, we are searching for peace. And if you want peace, the best peace, solace and tranquility, Allah ki ghar mein milta hai, masjid mein. When you go and sit in the masjid, in etikaf, nafil etikaf, or sunnat etikaf, or you go early to the masjid, the peace and tranquility, subhanallah, is unique. To ek sukoon Allah ki ghar mein milta hai.
Mm-hmm.
And the second sukoon, apna ghar mein sukoon milta hai. In your own house, you'll get peace and tranquility. But inshallah, you want that peace and tranquility, the queen of the house must have noble qualities of piety, ilm, hilm, sabr, khidmat, and shukr. And the first person is Ma. You see, Murana, it's very well said. A wife who loses a husband is called a widow.
Hmm.
A husband who loses a wife is called a widower. A child who loses his parents is called an orphan.
Hmm.
But there is no word for a parent who loses his child. That's how awful the loss is. Are we losing our children? Have we lost our children? That's the question. Is my family functional or is my family dysfunctional? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ma ki baghair ghar kabristan ki manind hai. A house without a mother is like a kabristan. Pyari ma, mujhko teri dua chahiye. Oh, my beloved mother, I need your duas. So, Marana, if we want our family, husband, wife, children, grandchildren, to be all united and loving, then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, that the upbringing and tarbiyat of our children must be impeccable. And this is, insha'Allahul Aziz, Murana, some beautiful advice. When the mother of the home is pious, nek, she is a university. When a man is educated, one individual is educated. And when you educate a woman, you educate a nation. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Some advice for our mothers and sisters first, Mana, before I give you this topic. Ek hai sunna aur sunana. Mana, if a wife listens attentively to her husband and obeys the husband, that house is full of mercy and rahmat. Instead of sunana, instead of listening, she wants to lecture the husband. It's a good quality. If the house, the queen of the house listens, sunnah, instead of sunana, the house will be full of Allah's mercy. See, as I said earlier on, sukoon ki jaga apna ghar hai aur Allah ka ghar hai. You can go anywhere in the world. You can go to the best country in the world, the most beautiful scenery, resting, enjoying yourself. But you don't get that internal peace what you get in your house. Your house may be simple, got nothing fancy, but that sukoon that Allah keeps in that house, because that house is qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, Quran is being read, Durood Sharif is being read, Istighfar is being read, Taleem is being given, taking care of guests, subhanallah. Number two, the best, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam said, some advice to our mothers and sisters, because through our parents and through our mothers, Allah has kept Jannat under the feet of our mother. So let's see, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respect and honor women? Farmaya ke jab niqab aya, when Rasulullah gave instructions to cover up for the women folk, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'minin yudnina alayhin min jarabibihin. Jab niqab aya to inqilab aya. Is a saying in Urdu, Maharaj Sahib. When our mothers and sisters will adapt to the sunnah, dressing of the azwaj-e-mutahharat, the sahabiyat, and they don the niqab. When Allah Ta'ala's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to the attention of the wives and daughters and the general Muslim ummah, ki Allah's instruction is cover up. Dupatta peno. Wear a jilbab. Cover yourself. To niqab se inqilab. What a revolution. Who gave rights to women, Maulana? None other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen. They were treated like animals. They were treated like commodities. They were treated like prostitutes. They were regarded as evil. They were regarded as cursed. They were buried alive. They were slaughtered. Who came and gave dignity to the women of the world? Who brought this revolution? None other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen.
Haq.
Respected brothers, if you want a beautiful home where there's peace and tranquility, let the mother of that home have the beautiful qualities of taqwa. In the morning I was telling you, Maulana, there are four signs of the Jannati persons. Beautiful description in the hadith. Ke hamesha unki chehre par muskurahat hogi. We'll be always smiling. Mana, you see our mothers, Mana, they are in pain, in takleef. But whenever you see them, they smile, they hide their tears, Mana. They hide behind that smile.
Ya Allah.
Just for the love of their husband and for their children. What a beautiful home to come to, Murana, when your wife greets you with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and a smiling face. This is a sign of the people of Jannat. Number two, naram zuban. That when you speak, speak with politeness, love, and the choice of words. Speak politely. Never mind how angry you are. Because your heart will translate through your tongue what is in there. So, naram zuban, the people of Jannat will talk so gracefully, so politely, and so loving. Number three, raham karne wala dil. Allahu Akbar. This is what we need to inculcate in our children. Muskurahat. Number two, speak with respect and adab. Naram zuban, meechi zuban se baat karo. Thirdly, rahm karne wala dil. That heart which is full of kindness. Aap ki altaaf ko aur akhlaq ko dekh kar ghair bhi kehte ho, tum ho rahmatul lil aadmi. Aap ki altaaf aur akhlaq. When the non-believers looked at the akhlaq, the politeness, the humbleness, the kindness, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, غیر بھی کہتے ہیں. Even the non-believers have acknowledged تم ہو رحمت للعالمین. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, you are mercy unto mankind. رحم کرنے والا دل. ان رحمت اللہ قریب من المحسنین. رحماء بینہم. صحابہ کرام, they loved each other. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They were in dire straits themselves, but if the next Muslim brother asked for help, they sacrificed and gave it to them. Leisure. And lastly, عَطَىٰ كَرْنِ وَالَىٰ حَاتْ. That hand that gives all the time. دیتے رہو, آتا رہے گا. The more you give in the path of Allah, the more Allah shall give to you. So respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to go back. That how do we deal? I'm not saying, we said disobedient parents. I don't like the word disobedient. It shows a mark of disrespect. So I will say, how do we deal with parents who are difficult with their children? So let's go back to some beautiful du'as. Murana, what Allah has kept in du'a and namaz to solve our issues and problems, you cannot find it anywhere else. So let's see what du'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did Allah ta'ala say to you and me in the Quran? Rabbi ghafir li. Oh Allah, forgive me. Wa li walidayya. Oh Allah, forgive both my parents. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah forgive the Muslim men and women on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's father was an idol worshipper. Azar is to make idols. And he was debating with his son, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. On one side is, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is Muwahhid-e Azam. When it came to the oneness of Allah, there was nobody to compete with Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifa wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. That was Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is the father, total opposite. Worshipping idols, making idols, selling idols. But look at the respect. Ya Bunayya, oh my son. Ya Abati, oh my respected father. What does it teach us? Adab. Your father can be a mushrik, can be a kafir. Allah has given you iman, Allah has given you akhlaq. Sharia teaches you to talk to them with respect. For example, it is mentioned that if your father is an idol worshipper and he wants to go to the mandil to pray, for example. See? Take him there. He wants to go there. But once he's finished, take him and run from there. And make dua, Allah give him hidayat.
Ameen.
So, Murana, the best way, when you find that your father or your mother is becoming difficult with you as a child, because Tariyat has told you very clearly, you are not allowed to swear them, abuse them, fight with them, hit them, belittle them, and mock them. It's clear. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. So, what do you do when your father becomes agitated, is angry, is upset, his behavior is unprofessional? Number one, keep cool.
Sure.
See, this is the best thing to do, Mawlana.
How is that to start? Does that help? Keep cool.
That's why Rasulullah said, when you get angry, Mawlana, read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, then lie down. Walk away. So, as children, how do we handle the situation?
Yes.
So this is the question you ask, Mawlana. that how to deal with a difficult parent. On one side is adab, one type is respect, one type is sharia. And here, your father or your mother being absolutely abnormal. Number two, Malana, learn to build trust. Parents should learn to build trust with their children. I must be able to communicate with my son. I can confide in my son. I can ask my son for advice. Malana, build that trust. We do not speak to our children, Malana. We speak about our children. That's the problem. If a father sits his son down, and from the time your son becomes baligh, Maulana, and I interact with my son on all the masails of Sharia, alhamdulillah, as Rasulullah said, jiaddibu awladakum, discipline your children. Teach them three things. Teach them to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teach them to love the family of Rasulullah. And teach them reciting the Quran. So, how do you deal with a difficult parent, Maulana? Build trust. Number three, Maulana, show them that you care.
How?
Even if your father is being difficult, Maulana, you still show love.
How, Ustad? How?
Ask for forgiveness. Go and make his khidmat. Take a glass of water to him. Take a gift to him. Go and hug your father. Abba, I love you for the sake of Allah. He'll push you. It's okay. He'll slap you. Okay. That's my father.
So I got a question, Ustad.
Okay.
The question came in now. He says, my father just doesn't care for us at home. He still feels he's young, Maulana Salim. We are three brothers, 18 years old, 14 and 10 years old. We feel so lonely at times. I wish our mommy could come back to life. She passed away, Maulana Salim. My daddy comes home every night at 12. He's back on his drugs. I wish Allah could take my three brothers away from this world. Now tell me, Ustad, how? How, Ustad?
Yeah, Maulana, this is where the difficulty is when you have a parent that behaves in this way. Yeah, they've lost their mother. As I said to you in the beginning, maa ki baghair ghar kabristan ki maninde.
Sure.
A mother, Maulana, she will give everything up for the sake of her children. She'll sacrifice her health, her wealth, her sleep, her food, everything, just to make sure that my son or my daughter is taken care of.
Subhanallah.
Here is this father. He is so coward, so irresponsible. Your son are crying out for love and attention. They want to be proud to say, this is my Abba, this is my father. My father is my role model, but look what he is doing. Involved in drugs, haram. Gee. So what role model are you going to play as a father? We were making this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min awladin yakunu alayya wabalan. Oh Allah, protect me from such children who are going to be a disgrace to me, who are going to be a burden for me. Maulana, some of the reasons why these parents behave like this, they suffered from poor parenting.
Ya Allah.
How did they grow up? How did their parents grow them up and instill values in them? One of the reasons. Number two, you must remember, Maulana, children always emulate their parents. You want to be a role model. I want to be like my mom. I want to be like my dad. And am I, as a father, setting an example? And thirdly, Maulana, stressed parents can scare their children. When these masoom children see the mother crying, or they're seeing the parents are stressed, the mother is withdrawn, she's crying, she's sad, there isn't a smile. Mana, what is going through that masoom child, that son and daughter's heart? We don't realize. Stressed parents, those parents who are worried and stressed out, they can cause severe care to their children. So that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, fear Allah Ta'ala, the Almighty, and be fair and just to all your children. Look at the instruction from Rasulullah. Fear Allah the Almighty and be fair and just to all your children, boys and girls. Treat them alike. Keep a good name. Give them the best Islamic education. And when they reach a marriageable age, get them married. Because an incident took place, a parent brought a gift with his child to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, I want you to be a witness that I'm gifting this gift to my son." Rasulullah asked him, "Did you give the same thing to all your children, or is this specifically for this child?" The mafhum of the hadith. So he says, "No, it's only for this child." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Seek the testimony of another person other than me. I will not testify to the act of injustice." It's a strong warning to parents that treat your children with respect and equality and justice. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, Mawlana. So now the question here is, how do you deal with a difficult parent? Yes, we're talking about that, Mawlana. As I said, number one, keep your cool and you ask me the question. And those three brothers are crying out for love. May Allah Ta'ala give them the strength. Allah give them ajar, sabr. And inshallah, maybe Allah will give them a better replacement in the sense when they get married, inshallah, their wife or their wives will bring, inshallah, sukoon, itminan. And then the father will be too late to come and offer his love. He'll be too late. Gee, because Allah will bless them with a pious wife and pious children. But nevertheless, we won't write the parent off, Mawlana, those three brothers and three sons, inshallah, Aziz, supplicate to Allah, get up at the Tahajjud time and beg Allah Ta'ala, Rabbi ghfirli wa liwalidayya. Allah forgive us and forgive our parents and forgive the entire Muslim Ummah on the day of Qiyamah.
But the father need to play his role as well, Ustad, and we need to make dua for the father. I mean, this is heartbroken, Ustad.
This is what I'm saying, Mawlana. I'm asking the sons to cry at the Tahajjud time and cry to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, soften the heart of my father. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Sarrif Qulubana ala Deenik ila Ta'atik. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka ala Ta'atika. Allah, help us to be obedient. Allah Ta'ala, put some. Look at the dua, Mawlana. You know, I don't understand some of the parents, Mawlana. That's why I said, they must have had a very difficult upbringing, Mawlana. And this is the repercussion. And this is the effect when parents fight in front of the children. They abuse each other in front of the children. They hit each other in front of the children.
Sure.
The child only knows, well, you know, I think this is a norm. That's what I'm going to do when I'm going to get married. But look at some beautiful du'as, Mawlana. Oh Allah, allow happiness to surround us. Make us forget what made us cry and what made us sad. What a dua, Mawlana.
Haq.
Oh Allah, allow happiness to surround us. With all the difficulties, still a smile on your face. Still you are content. I'm happy with Allah's decision. I will make dua. I will make sabr. I will accept Allah's decision. Oh Allah, allow happiness to surround us. Make us forget what made us cry. Yeah, the sons crying to Allah. They're looking for their father's love. They're looking for that father. Well, how painful it is. You know, sometimes when you go to the school and they have a parents' day, or at the madrasa, they have a parents' consulting day. And the child goes there and the teacher has to ask the child, where's your father or where's your mother? The tears rolling down the face of that child. How does the child feel? Because the parents have split, they are divorced, they are separated, there is no father, there is no mother. No, no, that's the most heartbreaking moment when you see a child crying because the child is crying for the mother. See, and I think it was in one of the clips I saw when one of the journalists asked that little child, what do you want?
Yes, Ustad.
What do you want? The child was sobbing, tears streaming down her cheeks. All she said, I want my parents. I want my parents. Oh Allah, let's take the second dua. Bless my parents with good health. And Allah, a righteous long life. That's the dua those three brothers or sons should make to Allah for their father. Oh Allah, bless my parents with good health. And a righteous, long life. Allah, give hidayah to my father. He's involved in vice. He's setting a wrong precedent. And Maulana, sometimes the action of our parents stigmatize our children. We put them in a compromised position because now, tomorrow, there's a proposal coming for my son or for my daughter. The first thing they ask you, can we meet your parents? And the boy or the girl says, my parents are divorced. My parents are separated. Lana, what goes through that child's or that girl or that boy's heart? Don't we realize as parents that Allah gave us amanat, these children, they have to get married. As parents, we've got to maintain our dignity, our respect, our tarbiyah, our ta'lim, the tazkiyah of our children. And what are we doing? Not only destroying our lives, but we're destroying the lives of our children. These masoom children are innocent, Maulana. They grew up with such great love. They have such great ambitions in life. And as a mother, I'm involved in vice. As a father, I'm involved in vice. Let us not be selfish. Third dua. Oh Allah, give our parents good health. Oh Allah, give our parents a long life. And oh Allah, keep them safe. Allahu Akbar. Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm worried about my family, worried about my wife, my children, my property, my life. What dua must I read? And what nasihat Rasulullah gave to that sahabi? Bismillahi ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. What a beautiful dua. That everything I hand over, I place my trust in Allah, in the name of Allah, for my deen and iman, oh Allah, for my life, my children, my family, and my wealth, Rabbul Alameen, I leave it to you in your protection and in your trust. Maulana, I'm not sure if you have some questions, but in reality, as I was saying, how do we deal with parents who are difficult? Yes, I said, show some care to them. Maulana, realize that everyone makes mistakes, Maulana. We all make mistakes. Pious or non-pious. But Allah Ta'ala says, At-ta'ibu Habibullah. Person who repents is Allah's beloved. Speak in a low voice, Maulana. Do we have to yell at our parents? Or do our parents have to yell at us as children? Allah Pak says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. When you speak to your parents, speak in a humble way, in a respectful way. So how important it is for parents to speak with respect and love to their children. Allahu Akbar. Hudhu sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam loved children. And the testimony comes from Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala. Said, Rasulullah was such a loving Nabi of Allah. I made khidmat for Rasulullah for 10 years. Never swore at me, never hit me, never scolded me. That was the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Kana khulquhu al-Qur'an. Parents, become a teacher. You're supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to be a guardian. You're supposed to be a protector. You're supposed to be a role model. Oh, parents, become a teacher. Change your life and change the life of your family. Alana, if we are not going to change, this generation of ours will be destroyed. If we are not going to set examples and pull up our socks and inculcate values in the youth of today and our children and grandchildren, Alana, Allah knows best. As it is, there's so much of fitna in this country as far as Iman and Islam is concerned. And our children have become so materialistic spoiled with money, fashion, cars, jewelry. They do what they want, how they want, as long as the money is flowing, because I didn't work hard enough for that money. I got it on the plate. But our parents, they toiled in the sun, winter or summer. Oh, no, no. They went to work to earn that salary and educate us and feed us. But today, our children are absolutely na shukr on one side. I'm not saying all of them, but majority of them, they have no time for their parents. They have no time to make khidmat to their parents.
Listen to this one, Ustad. I want to be like my stepmom. She takes me as her own daughter, Ustad. My parents disown me because I went to my granddad and told him how they beat us at home. My brother's nose was broken twice, inna lillahi, and he had to lie to people. I love you, my stepmom. Ah, come on, Ustad. Come on.
Well, I don't know where is this people's mentality? What type of behavior is this? I mean, as parents, Morana, if my parents are giving me a hard time, I have an avenue to approach my dada or my dadi or my nana and nani, because grandparents love their grandchildren to bits. They will do anything for their grandchildren. So what's wrong? Why are you so scared? And imagine hitting a masoom child. Rasulullah said it's haram to hit a Muslim man or a woman. It's haram to hit an animal, forget insan and a mu'min. And to hit that child, to make the child bleed, give them a broken nose. You think you're not going to stand on the day of Qiyamah and ask for justice? See, these masoom children are also going to stand in the court of Allah and say, I ask these parents of mine, what wrong did I do that they have been treating me like this?
Ya Allah.
We're going to face Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Well, no, they are masoom, they can't speak. See, imagine if the child passes away.
Ya Allah.
Imagine you have maimed that child. You have broken the hands of that child, broken the legs of that child. The child is in wheelchair. See, no use crying at the hospital. No use hugging the child and saying, maaf kargo, it's too late. See, because the anger of shaitan got the better of you. Mana, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala give that grandson, Allah Ta'ala give him ajri azim. He did the right thing. See, because children have rights and they have a right to complain to someone senior in age and authority to intervene and resolve the issue.
I mean, Ustaz, disown, I see they say it's a granddaughter. The parents disowned her, Ustad, because of what actually transpired.
Morana, you can do what you want. You can't disown your child. In terms of Sharia, on the day of Qiyamah, you're going to be called by your father's name. You can try a million times.
Ya Allah.
You know, when we get angry as parents, that's why Rasulullah said to parents, don't curse your children, for Allah's sake.
Sure.
Because it may be the time of Ijabah.
Yes.
And your words of curse is accepted by Allah. You have destroyed the child. Don't curse your children. And who gives you the right to disown when Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ. This is my bandi. She's my servant. See? Who gives you the right to condemn her and write her off? See? So even by you disowning her, it means nothing. She will be your daughter. She will remain your daughter, and she will be called by her father's name on the day of Qiyamah. Yes, you will pay at the time of your mort. You will pay in your qabr. You will pay in the akhirat. And when you stand in front of Allah with your children, the injustices that you have done to them, then it will be nice to see, inshallah. Let's see who disowns who on the day of Qiyamah. No. Don't take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment lightly. Allah ki lati mein awaz nahi hoti hai.
Haq, Ustad.
In the speak of Allah, there is no sound. Allah will destroy this person. Allah will punish this person. We're not asking. He must make tawbah. He must apologize. He must go and hug that daughter. Beg her for forgiveness. Inna al-hasanat yudhibna sayyat. Do something to do some damage control, to love her, to care for her. Seek forgiveness, be kind to her, and look after her, treasure her. And our daughters are a shield from the fire of Jahannam. See, there's nobody else. It's only a father that can protect the rights of his daughter. And here is a father who's abusing a daughter. Marana. It's so sad what the ummah is going. So I'm saying, parents, become a teacher. Change your life and change the life of people. And realize that everyone makes mistakes. And show empathy. Allahu Akbar. What is wrong with this parent? Marana, every animal that gives birth little one, look at the love and care and the protection animals give to these little ones. And look at this insan who Allah Ta'ala made him ashraful makhluk. See how careless, how irresponsible he is. No compassion, no love, no respect. Tum janwar se battar ho. You work on an animal. Iza fatak al hayau, faf al mashi.
It hakus that.
If you have no modesty, then go and do what you want. You are worse than animals. What is happening to the ummah of Rasulullah? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, Murana. Lastly, let me say nicely, Murana. Us ghar ki aurat achi nahi hai. When that house is full of problems, it shows that the choice of wife that you made was incorrect. If you chose deen and sharia, your home would have been peaceful, your home would have been a jannah. So well said, jis ghar mein sukoon nahi milta hai, us ghar mein deen kamzor hai. In that house where there is no peace and no love, it shows it lacks Islamic knowledge, Islamic education, Islamic values, Islamic value. Aur farmaya, jisko masjid mein sukoon nahi milta. Allahu Akbar. Manana, Allah Ta'ala make us namazi. Allah, ya Allah, hame masjid mein namazi bana de. Don't make your home a kabristan. Read your sunnats at home. Read some nafil at home. Read your fardhs in the masjid. Come back and read your sunnat at home. Don't make your home a kabristan.
Haq.
Apne ghar ko kabristan mat banao. To farmaye ki jisko masjid mein sukoon nahi milta, uska iman kamzor hai. It shows that he's lacking something as far as his iman is concerned. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That the other way to inculcate value in our lives and make our home a bliss, if recite Quran in that house. At least recite one passage of the Quran. And the sad part, Mulana, all of us, or most of us, are guilty. Let's ask our listeners, let's do a survey. How many of us do we have a library at home, an Islamic library? On previous times, we always kept Islamic books. Every house had a Quran, it had a Pansura, it had Yasin Sharif, it had Islamic books. No, now we have, mashallah, fish tanks, we have parrots, mashallah. Nothing wrong, those are pets, fine. See, it gives you some sukoon, some peace, emotionally, psychologically, it helps, fine. But previously, all this we didn't have. We had Quran. Quran brought peace in that house. Quran took away your depression. Quran took away your difficulties and problems. See? On previous times, we always kept Islamic books at home. We always had a library. We always read Quran. So I want to ask those architects and those who are building new homes, did you make some provision for a small library in your home? I don't know, Monara, I stand for correction. If you take out of 10, maybe 0.5% of people have made that arrangement that inshallah in my house, I don't care whatever it is, I'm going to have the best salah room so my wife and my children can sit there and make ibadah. But we'll choose the smallest room and the most congested room to read namaz. But I will have a huge lounge to watch a big big screen television. Guna and Masiyat. The best room in your house should be your namaz room. So that you can get up at tahajjud time and go and sob there and cry to your Malik. Take your child, let them read Quran there. Let them make zikr of Allah. Let them recite the Durood Sharif. But yesterday, Nafil Etikaf, Marana, cry to Allah Ta'ala. Why don't we design our homes? So many homes we lost. So much of loss and property. See, may Allah Ta'ala give them the best of returns. Wakhlufli khayran minha. Allah, our brothers and sisters lost millions of rands. Their buildings are gone overnight. Their homes are gone. Allah, they are homeless. Allah, they are restless. Allah, take their pain away. Allah, give them the best of returns. See, our dua to them. My question is, Mulana, you and I build massive homes, palatial homes. Do we have a library? And do we have a proper namaz room?
I see somebody from Leicester just sent me a picture, Ustad, with all the kitabs in there, like a kutubkhana.
Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala give the brother Adri Azim. And let's get inspired, Mulana. At least sometime when you are parishan, you know, you can go into your library, take a book. Your best companion is a book, Mulana. Agar sukoon chahte ho, Quran parho, read the Quran. So, respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let us read our five daily namazes, inshallah. Somebody asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala a question. What is the question? Hazrat, main namaz parhta hoon. I read my namaz punctually every day. Lekin sukoon nahi milta. I don't get peace. What's the reason? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied to him, agar tum sukoon chahte ho, to sukoon ke saath namaz parho. Read your namaz with peace and concentration. Look at the condition of our namazes, Mulana. How we rush through our namazes. See, how haphazardly we read our namazes, forgetting that we are standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, the Rahim, Kareem, Ghaffar, Sattar. And this is how we show our love and we express our love to Bari Ta'ala, reading our namaz in a way that is unacceptable. So the person asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala a question, ki main namaz parhta hoon, lekin sukoon nahi milta hai. I don't get peace of mind. What's the reason? What's the solution? Farmaye tum sukoon ki saath namaz parho. Change your attitude and mindset and read your namaz. Take your time. See, put all your effort and concentration. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give you peace. And remember that home, jisme Quran nahi, usme barkat nahi, usme rahmat nahi, usme sukoon nahi, aur us ghar mein mohabbat bhi nahi hoti hai. Such a sad state of affairs. In that house where there is no Quran read, the only time the Quran will surface is when somebody dies, and that too, it has collected dust over the years or over the months. That's how we have neglected the Quran. Two ni'mat we have neglected. One is the Quran and one are women. Our wives. We have neglected them. We haven't fulfilled their rights. So, farmaye ki jis ghar mein tilawat e Quran nahi hoti, us ghar mein barkat nahi hoti hai, us ghar mein Allah ki rahmat ki nuzul nahi hoti hai, na us ghar mein sukoon hota hai, milta hai. اور اس گھر میں محبت نہیں ہو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے دامین دیں گے
جی استاد
سورہ یاسین every morning اللہ تعالیٰ will send رزق directly to you اللہ read سورہ واقعہ teach your children teach your wives and daughters read سورہ نور and سورہ نساء so they will know what is their rights as women but رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Allahu Akbar. Change yourself and the whole house will change. Change yourself as the ummah, the whole world will change. But if you are not going to change, then inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusih. Allah will not change a nation until that nation change itself. So, dua to Allah, wa aslih li fi zurriyati. Oh Allah, be gracious upon me in the matter of my children. Inni tubtu ilayka. Allah, I have returned to you in forgiveness. Wa inni min al muslimin. And Allah, I have surrendered to you. What a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, be gracious upon me. Wa aslih li fi zurriyati. Oh Allah, be gracious upon me in the matter of my children. Inni tubtu ilayka, and I have returned to you in forgiveness, and I have surrendered to you. So may Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to fulfill each other's rights. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to respect each other, to love each other, care for each other, and finally forgive each other. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Ameen.
I want to say, I close this with this beautiful statement. The death of a mother is the first sorrow wept without.
Yes.
Every problem we had in this dunya, we cried with our mothers cried for us, Morana. Our mothers cried in front of us, Morana. Wallahi, they were so brave. As children, they didn't want to see us hurt and disturbed. They cried alone. So somebody said it nicely, Monana. The death of a mother is the first sorrow wept without her. Monana, when your mother dies, you crying yourself before in every other matter. Gee, you cried with your mother, or she cried with you. But when she leaves this dunya and go, to cry without. So may Allah Ta'ala grant all our parents Jannatul Firdaus, and those of us who have our parents alive, may Allah give us tawfiq to love them, respect them, and care for them, and every night, every day, beg them for dua for you. Whatever, why you're having this gold with you, you have this asset with you, direct link with Allah, go to them, don't run here and there. Go straight to your parents and ask them to make dua. The Abba or Ammi, going through this difficulty, financial difficulty or domestic problem or my children, please, Ma or Abba, please make dua for me. Both of you are, raise your hands together. You think Allah is not going to accept that?
How could that?
So yes, Morana, again, I'm emphasizing the point, parents, don't swear your children, don't curse your children, don't ill-treat your children. Be fair to them, love them equally, and inshallah, execute justice. Children,
Ameen.
Continuously make dua for your parents.
Ameen.
Respect them, look after them, and praise them and make them proud. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar. 5 minutes after 10. Said. And well spoken there from our beloved senior Ustad, Hazrat Manana Salim Karim. Damat barakatuhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all those couples out there, all our beloved mommies, sisters, children's, fathers, sons. What if they are going through difficulties? And I hope many listeners were listening, and I see everybody wants the podcast. We will be sending it out, inshallah. Ustad Fia Manila, we will be speaking to you tomorrow, inshallah, between 10 to half past 10, inshallah, Ustad.
You got away, never mind, I will catch you tomorrow morning.
Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad. 6 minutes after 10, see you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program, As-Safinatu Ilal Jannah. From myself and our beloved Ustad and all of you and our beloved engineer, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.